This media industry overview will serve to give you a brief introduction and guide you to additional resources for further research. The media industry is a very interactive environment, often called mass media. This includes newspapers, magazines, publishing, radio, internet, film, and television industries. These sectors often intersect and connect in different aspects of the business. The industry as a whole is going through an evolution and is changing as fast as the new technologies are created. For instance, libraries are now going online with their print materials through a partnership with Google. There is a blurring of the media and technology, and it is often not distinctive. As a student, you will not only be applying your knowledge of human development, but you will also have to have the technical skills. The word that comes to mind in this sector is interactive. There is interplay between traditional media world and technology. Publishing and print is focused mainly within large corporations, some of them parts of large conglomerates. If you are interested in the print and publishing media sector, you will need to consider New York, as most of the organizations are located in the city. This does not mean that it is mandatory to move to New York. What it means is that you may be exploring working relationships with smaller organizations that subcontract with the larger organizations in New York. Academic and scholarly books, for the most part, are produced by publishers connected to universities and also are a good opportunity to look beyond New York. A growing segment and a strong interest of education students is within education software segment of the publishing industry. If you are interested in the film and television industry, not only will you have to consider New York, but also Los Angeles. The film and television sector is dominated by organizations such as Sony, Time Warner, MGM, Paramount, Fox, Universal, and Walt Disney, which have interest in multiple segments of the industry. It is important to know that the 50 largest organizations account for about 80% of the revenues, which means that there will be where most of the jobs reside. But there are also thousands of jobs in the media industry at smaller organizations. The industry overall has about 9,000 organizations in the U.S. There are also independent production companies and a large number of companies that provide services to the industry, including creative talent, equipment, technical expertise, and various technical production and distribution services. Products of interest include documentaries, training and education features, and other live or animated features. Most education students are interested in public TV and radio stations that focus on educational issues. This is the smallest segment of the industry. The public stations focus on many of the same issues and business aspects, but run on a not-for-profit basis, and outcomes are measured in a different manner. Some sample organizations include Blackwell Publishing, Pearson Education, Scholastic, Six Red Marbles, PBS affiliated WGBH, Houghton Mifflin, National Geographic, and many more. Functions vary within the media industry. In publishing and print sector, most organizations have an editorial staff and freelance writers that prepare features and a business staff that handles the operations of business, including promotion, production, and sales. The skills, knowledge, and qualifications for these positions vary greatly based on specific function. Within the film and television sector, there are four phases of production which require various staff: development, pre-production, production, and post-production phases. Each of these phases involve many people, including the producer, director, principal actors, production crew, and many technical data-oriented types of positions, including editing, music scoring, audiovisual synchronization, and many more. Again, the skills, knowledge, and qualifications for each position will vary greatly. Generally speaking, though, you can break these functions down into four categories and gain some insight into the general skills, knowledge, and qualifications that may be needed. People-oriented, technical, data-oriented, management, artistic, creative. Within the people-oriented skills, you will want to look at interpersonal skills, relationship building, client relations, understanding of educational technologies, problem solving, and principles of education and learning. The technical data-oriented positions, you will want to have the ability to adapt solutions to clients' existing technology, the ability to communicate technical ideas to clients and team members, knowledge of the latest technologies, design, programming skills, and languages. Management has 2 to 3 years of management experience required, project management skills, industry awareness, buy-in and advocacy skills, needs assessment, and understanding of the educational technology. Artistic creative positions include writing, web design, multimedia graphic design, production, content authoring, content background, marketing, research, illustration, drawing, animations, and software. For more detailed research into the media industry, first visit CareerBeam and GuideStar.org. Also, there are many professional education media organizations that you can check out, including Association for Applied Interactive Multimedia, Association for Educational Communications and Technology, the Association of Education Publishers, New England Education Media Association. These are just a few of the professional organizations that you can start your research. Finally, please visit the Career Services website, Organizational Index, to explore organizations with which the Career Services Office has standing relationships.